Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from the Georgia Economic Developers Association's annual conference here in Savannah. I am so excited to be hosting this episode of Association Leadership Radio and so excited to learn more about our first guest company. It's Ansley Rowe, the marketing coordinator with Samet Corporation. Welcome, Ansley.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, I am excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us about Samet. How are you serving folks?
Oh, well, we're a general contracting company. We are based out of Greensboro, North Carolina, but we have offices in Charlotte, Raleigh, Wilmington, Charleston, and Georgia as well. We have been a company since for 61 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yes.
So was it always a company that kind of built structures, and is that yes, what you've always done through all the 61 years?
Yes. It started off in the triad up in the Greensboro area, and since then we have expanded, I believe, to Raleigh, then it was to Charlotte.
So it just kind of organically started growing.
Yes. They like to have offices every 2 hours apart, and that's what we're working
just
on.
Just kind of hopscotching your way around the country.
Yes, sir.
Now, so what are the structures that you build? Do you have a niche that you build certain types of structures, or just kind of whatever the client needs?
More or less what the client needs, but we do anywhere from healthcare to civic to multifamily. I mean, right now here in Savannah, we are doing 4 multifamily projects and then an industrial.
So it could be residentially?
We don't do residential, no sir, but multifamily. Across the river over there by the Westin, we're building one right now called Savannah Harbor. So, and that's anywhere from, I think, 163 units or precast garage. So,
wow. So there's never a dull moment in the office?
Never. No, sir. We're always busy working.
So now, is there any projects that you've worked on that you was most interesting for you? Like, is there anything that you've done you're like, wow, that was pretty cool that we could do that?
I mean, to be perfectly honest, all of them. But I know they're not me in particular, but up in North Carolina, we've worked for zoos. We've done...
Zoos?
Yes. Looking at those pictures, it's amazing.
So what's that like when you're working with a client that is something kind of out of the ordinary, like a zoo? Is they come to you and say, we want to... Like, what's their problem they're coming to you that you're solving?
I mean, it just depends. We do a lot of renovations or additions as well. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, the main thing that we focus on is making sure we give exactly what the client wants.
Right. But do they even know what they want? Because, like, they're not, you know, you're doing this every day. They're not.
Right. They know the general idea. So we try to help guide some.
Right, because they can say, oh, we'd love this thing. And you're like, yeah, that's not possible.
Right. I mean, there are some
structurally, that would fall down, like if the wind blew.
We might need a couple more studs in there. But for the most part, a lot of the companies will go ahead and have architects kind of design what they want. And then we'll take a look and say, yes, or maybe we need to move this over. So it, for the most part, the clients do have a good idea of what they want. If not, design build will work with the architects as well.
Now, with all kind of the sustainability happening, is that kind of an area where you can help them with as well?
Yes. Actually, as a company, we are working on our sustainability. Right now, one of our biggest projects is using the windscreen on our projects. But instead of throwing them out and, you know, putting them in the landfills, we're changing them into tote bags or trying to find new ways to reuse those.
Right.
Without being wasteful. So
are you finding that more and more companies are saying we want solar, we want kind of different ways to deal with energy, or not so much?
Not so much down here yet, but I'm sure that is coming. But And a lot of people are into working with the diversity as well. So it's kind of all over the place in their interests. Some really do want sustainability, or they really do want a good diversity program. And I mean, we try to do the best we can to work with what they want, because we want to learn and grow. We want to be the best company that we can be.
Right.
So
it sounds like the culture is pretty good over there.
I mean, I'm a little biased, but yes, this is probably one of the best cultures I've worked with.
Really?
Yes.
So what's some of the things that stand out to you that you really enjoy?
I mean, we do happy hours. We do monthly project management meetings, to where we just get together. We talk about our projects and what's going right, what's going wrong, how can we solve
it? And people feel comfortable sharing, like...
Yes, oh yes. Especially down here in Savannah. I mean, we started down here in 2019, and we
before COVID. Welcome to a pandemic.
Right. So much fun. We started down here with four people, and now we have, I want to say, 32. So we're growing quickly, but it's still a nice, tight-knit... culture that we have down here. We're also very young, so we're all wanting to meet new people.
Sure.
And it's been fun. It's been great. We do have some great people on our team. So
now, do you find that in Savannah, because of the port, there's a lot of opportunity, like for warehouse and those kind of buildings? Or
yes, we do. We're still trying to get our foot in the door with that one.
But that's what is that part of the reason you're here at this event, is to kind of make people aware of the your firm and
we have the capabilities. I mean, up in North Carolina, we've done plenty of industrial jobs, warehouses, or hangers, or so it's definitely something we want to grow down here. We don't want people to think that we're just multifamily company. We want to show it off our skill set.
Right. And because of you've been around for so long and in so many places, you probably built pretty much everything.
Right. Yes, sir. I mean, we've done a lot of school work. We've worked with High Point University, Elon. We've done hospitals. So our resume is pretty big, pretty...
Right, so any problem they would have, you
right
probably seen it before.
Right, and we have seasoned vets who have been with Samet for, oh gosh, 30-plus years. So they've seen it all.
So now, when you're here at this show, what's kind of the thing that'll get you all high-fiving at the end of the day? Like, if somebody said, hey, we need a building, that would get you... Everybody was a win there, right?
Yes, or just people saying our name.
Really? So just getting some awareness out there that you're to be included in the choices, you'd be, that's a victory too.
Right. I mean, like I said, we've been in Savannah since 2019. And I know when we go to other events, people are like, oh, Salmon, I've seen you around. And I can't tell you how happy that makes me feel. And I think just getting our name out there, letting people know who we are as a company and what we do. I mean, we're purpose-built, people-driven. That's our tagline, and it's true. We are building for the people, and we're making sure not only our clients are happy, but our employees are too.
So now, if somebody wants to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you or somebody on your team?
Yeah, we have a website at sametcorp.com. They can always go on there, or they can send me an email at aro@sametcorp.com, and they want to come by our office. We're downtown. We're actually right across the street in the tall, white, expansive building. So come on up to the 12th floor and talk with us.
And that's Samet, SametCorp.com.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back at a few at the Georgia Economic Developers Association Annual Conference with Association Leadership Radio.